Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How
good
are you
morning.
Doing and feeling?
I'm great. I'm wonderful.
Good, good, good. We got the oranges
off. Yes, we do. And guess what?
What?
It's official.
What? What makes it official?
It's Shay Shay Foo Foo Day.
Don't
you love my coffee mug?
Yes, I do.
Shout out to Ari and Kawanda. We appreciate you.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're going to learn today. shout out to our YouTube page. Make sure while you're there, you hit that like and subscribe. You can also watch us on Facebook Live. On our Facebook page, when you're there, make sure you hit the like and the follow.
Yep.
All at 101.7 The Truth. And, of course, today is What the Business Is Friday.
So yes, it is. Can
8 a.m. Central Standard Time.
We're at Friday already. It's Friday.
Yeah, that part.
As my nieces would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds like how they would say it, too. They'd be like,
Friday.
Let's see. I'm trying to see. Yeah, it's up a little bit, so you might be able to see your cup. I don't know. Where's your cup sitting at?
My cup's right here.
Okay, I don't see it yet. No,
you see it now.
Yeah. I was trying to see if it would be on the screen if you sat it somewhere. No, because I see the top of your other cup.
Here. This one?
Yeah, I see the actual, not your the other coffee cup.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, I see that one.
Oh, okay.
So it was almost like if it was sitting on it, but I don't want you to take that chance.
Well, it's sitting on it.
Oh, now it is? Okay, yep, let's see. So I don't see it. Unless I'm looking at the wrong thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll see. Maybe it'll catch up. Nope, but that would be real time, so I don't see it there.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah, I do now.
Okay.
I do. There it is.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting high, looking good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
That part.
All right.
You're going to learn today. So if it wants to be seen, just sit it like that.
Okay.
And we'll be all good. On our great morning to everybody that is on our YouTube page right now. We love you. We appreciate you. Of course, Nurse Arian Kawanda, J.D. the poet. Of course, Henry Peters. Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Lori Patterson, great morning. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Hashtag you gonna learn today. You gonna learn today. With that being said, some crazy things happening.
Yeah.
There's a voting snafu update, and it seems that like CBS 58 happened to catch it on their live.
You know, I was watching a clip last night from MSNBC, and they actually talked about it.
Yeah.
Because they had Shaq Brewster was here on election night. I don't know if y'all are familiar with him,
right.
But he's a reporter for NBC.
Mm-hmm.
NBC.
Yeah.
National reporter. And so they knew, like, CBS 58, see, this is, you know what? They be on top of that. I ain't gonna lie. I like to watch a lot of different channels.
Right, me too.
But a CBS 58 is like, you know, the tornado's coming. We're in the middle of it.
Right.
You know, and everybody else is like, no, we see it 10 miles away. That's good enough. Let's go.
and you know what's so crazy about
that? So shout out
that.
To CBS 58.
It's another station that are the storm chasers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We ain't going to shout
CBS,
that out because they ain't
CBS,
really hung their hat on that. But yeah, they're the storm chasers.
Yeah.
But CBS 58,
they be taking them chances.
Yeah, they be
like
there.
Some of the reporters on CNN. I'd be like, get your ass out of this hurricane. Like,
right.
You watching stop signs fly by.
Right.
And they standing there, hey, the wind is getting higher now. Like,
yeah,
we can tell. You know, oh, did you just see that? I don't know if that was a person or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and even their in-studio person is like, John, be safe out there. Oh, I'm pretty good.
You might want to go
raincoat and everything else going this way. But the wind is really pounding out here. It's like, we can tell, John. We can tell. Your face looks like you are parachuting or you're just skydiving and your face is...
Exactly.
So, John.
Yes.
They be trying to get them awards.
Yeah, exactly.
They be chasing them awards for the best, the best in-depth coverage.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you gonna, you know, and then it's going to be like, here lies John.
Right. Here lies John.
But he done a great report.
And he got this Emmy.
Right.
Which we'll hold for. He'll get it when he recovers.
They be trying to get the story. Okay. They be trying to get the story. Be like, hey, look, we got the scoop.
Anyway, Shaq Brewster had his eye on them.
Uh-huh.
He was watching them. And they said something like, oh, they had to kick him out of the official... You know, where they were in the polling place, they had to kick them out because they were watching that.
So
if you watch, I'll have to send you the clip. Someplace in the clip or the video of it, they say, oh, yeah, they got put out. They got put out of the polling place.
We got the CBS 58 clip. I believe that's what I ended up sending to our producer. I sent him a few clips from things that we'll be talking about this morning. But either way. Again, just to kind of see how that went, you know, was was amazing.
Yes. But,
the story, as it touts, is CBS 58 cameras capture Milwaukee ballot counting mistake.
Yeah.
And it says when city election staff pressed the wrong button and downloaded the wrong info, delaying Milwaukee's reporting of Tuesday night's primary results, CBS 58 cameras captured one of the moments it happened. A Republican state lawmaker is calling for a legislative investigation in the wake of the mistake, which caused a one-hour delay in when Milwaukee reported the results.
Of course the Republicans are
of about 28,000 absentee
it
ballots.
It didn't even affect them.
Right. Right, absolutely. Milwaukee Election Commission, commonly known as MEC, Director Paulina. Okay, we do have this clip, so we're going to play this because we wanted to give a couple of updates this morning before we go into some of the other things, because we also got an update of the white woman that set the warehouse on fire.
Oh, yeah. They told her, okay, listen, don't smoke. That's your...
Right, yeah. So we're going to
work. That's going to be your thing. Don't smoke.
Here's a $6,000 fine.
Right. When the church was asking for a million or 14 million.
She's out. She's free.
Well, I mean, she's white. I mean.
So we got to go sit.
I mean, justice is served. I mean, I would take advantage of my privilege if I was to. Justice is served how it's served to different people. It just is what it is.
Yep.
Harm, no foul. If I was her, I'd be like, okay, I'm good.
Y'all know what it is.
Exactly. Ain't no big deal, right? We know.
So we're going to have our...
We ain't mad. It just is what it is.
We're going to have our producer, Xavier, play this clip. Talking about what we were just talking about the CBS 58 cameras capturing the Milwaukee ballot county mistake. And, you know, so you can... kill a lot of the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
So if we can play that. And great morning to you, Xavier. Love you. Appreciate you. All right, here's that clip.
Details about an election snafu in Milwaukee. A mistake delayed the results of the historic primary for governor, and voters were left waiting into the early morning hours.
It was a big moment in the night for sure, and today we have video showing exactly what happened. AJ Bayapur takes us through that video and has the latest response from election officials and those now calling for a state investigation.
This was the matter of pressing the wrong button and downloading the wrong information onto the jump drives.
Ann Jacobs from the Wisconsin Elections Commission echoes Milwaukee officials who say Tuesday's delay in election results was a simple human mistake. Wednesday, The Milwaukee Election Commission said in a statement, quote, the error could not be caught sooner by staff because, to maintain security, all material downloaded from the tabulators are encrypted and can only be opened at the county courthouse. However, video our photojournalist took Tuesday night at Central Count raises questions about why nobody caught the mistake in the moment. Here's what it looked like when elections staff hit export files on the machine instead of export audit log. The loading screen in that case read collecting and exporting batch data. Then, when someone hit export audit log, you can see the screen read exporting audit log. This happened with 5 of the city's 9 vote counting machines.
Something is not working at Milwaukee Central Count right now.
Republican state lawmaker Scott Krug is now calling for the legislature to investigate.
Yes, I get it's a button that might be the problem, but that's also a training issue. There is a checklist that they've used since COVID to go through the steps on how to resolve these issues.
Milwaukee's election mistakes are adding up. In November of 2024, the city had to redo its count of absentee ballots because someone failed to seal the door on a vote counting machine. In the spring of 2025, 69 different polling sites had ballot issues. 9 sites ran out of ballots.
Is there a call for the Elections Commission for the city of Milwaukee to frankly tighten things up?
I don't know the answer to that in the sense that I don't know the limitations that the Milwaukee Elections Commission staff are working under.
I have reached out to Milwaukee Elections Director Paulina Gutierrez. I sent her those images asking if that is indeed where the wrong info was downloaded. She has yet to respond. A source at the mayor's office within the last half hour or so did say that there will be processes and training that is going to be reviewed between now and November. I also shared these images with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Their tech staff says that is what it would look like when someone downloads the audit log instead of the election results. Jessup.
That was somewhat of a blemish on what
CBS 58 News. That's where that clip came from. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we take care of these bills. Again, don't forget, it's What the Business Is Friday.
8
a.m. Central Standard Time. You get to call in and let us know what the business is.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to take care of these bills, come back, and also another follow-up to that. Now the Milwaukee Common Council will hear from election officials following the primary night flub. So, yeah, we got more to talk about. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Of course, we were talking about before we went to the break that the CBS 58 cameras happened to capture while they were following closely.
Right.
The snafu that ended up happening to where we had to wait until 4. Well, it was like 2:30. it was in the 2 o'clock a.m. hour.
Tell me, you sound like you're reminiscing.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I was working on fumes. But if I had to say anything, you wouldn't have knew it. But you know what I'm saying. But I was working on fumes. So because of that, of course, now the Republicans are crying foul, as you may have heard in the clip before we went. to the commercial break. See, this is what we're talking about. You know, Tom Tiffany's race had been called at 6:30.
Well, I mean, that wasn't even a race. And they already knew what was popping off there.
You get at 6:30, the polls didn't close till 8. So, but I believe, again, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you to everybody on our YouTube page. Aaron is him said, good morning, black people. They are planting the seed for Tiffany to cry voter fraud in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jasmine Jazz West, Sister, Shina Star, Lorena Star Marie, Lori Patterson. Great morning to all of you. We love you. We appreciate you. Again, the other thing, because of the whole snafu, I talked about right before and going into the break, Milwaukee Common Council will hear from election officials following the primary night flood. So a human error during Milwaukee's election night caused a delay in reporting results for the governor's primary, prompting city officials to request answers from the election commission. The mistake occurred Tuesday night at Milwaukee's Central Count, where staff mistakenly downloaded audit logs instead of absentee ballots results onto the flash drives. The error unfolded live, also on 12 News. What we uncovered was that five of the sticks had the audit log downloaded and not the results. Paulina said Tuesday night, 12 News cameras also captured the moment the error occurred at Central Count. Staff thinking they're downloading thousands of absentee ballots results onto flash drives. Instead, they were exporting audit logs, and it was clearly visible on the screen. So the Milwaukee Election Commission declined to appear on camera in the days following the error, but did issue a statement saying the error could not have been caught sooner by MEC staff because to maintain security, all material downloaded from the tabulators are encrypted and can only be opened by the Milwaukee County Election Commission at the county courthouse. Alderman Peter Burgess commended the commission for addressing the issue, saying the checks and balances worked. They caught the error.
There you go.
They were transparent about it and fixed the error. And it was a longer night, but we got the results that everyone was waiting for. The alderman expressed continued faith in the election commission staff as he reveals that he awaits hearing from the executive director next month. Because, you know, they're in the dark, you know.
Right.
Alder persons, they don't meet in August.
Okay.
It's like they month off. So that's why you said we'll hear in September. Exactly from the election commission and the executive director of the election commission on exactly what happened and what can be done to prevent things like that from happening again, he said. The Milwaukee Election Commission emphasized, which they commonly call MEC, M-E-C, emphasized that the error did not affect the results.
No, it didn't.
It only caused a delay.
Yeah.
The commission is now reviewing whether any procedures, staffing, or practices need adjusting ahead of November's election. For the first time Thursday, the mayor's office responded to the error. The Milwaukee Election Commission has Mayor Johnson's full support as it continues to focusing on administering safe, secure, and accurate elections. The mayor once again calls upon state legislators to revisit early processing laws for absentee ballots in order to improve the election process statewide, Mayor Cavalier Johnson's office said. The alderman agrees with the mayor's call for allowing the early processing laws to avoid election workers feeling rushed. When you rush things like this, inevitably mistakes will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that part. So, yeah, so that's the update on that snafu.
That's really not a – that's really just like a so what. Now, if they were in the same building in the same – at the same place, right? They would have never known. Nobody would have ever known that.
Yep.
If that was transmitted via email versus, you know, them doing it, putting it on a junk drive and driving it there, it would have been, no one would have ever known.
Yep.
This just goes to show you, you could have reporters in there, but you need to keep them away from the vital areas. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just got to keep folk because they didn't need to be, they really didn't need to report on that. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, it's public information, I guess. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have been up in there, though, like that. You know what I mean? Seeing what's going on with the, mm-hmm. you know, when you're doing these things, you don't need everybody all up in your business. It'd be like you, Hummer. Mm-hmm. You come in here, you setting up, somebody come up in here, you may have a part of the setup. You don't want everybody to know about
it. Right, right, right. Absolutely.
You know, it ain't everybody's business.
Right.
That I put a foam on my microphone every time I come in. It's just not, you know.
There's a sticker place when you come in.
You know, there's a sticker, right.
I'm moving the banner behind so when y'all see Bailey,
everybody,
the banner is already there.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a lot of, yeah, it's a setup that I come in here and do every morning. Make sure the monitors are on and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody don't need to know all that.
Mm-hmm.
They come in here, you might feel uncomfortable because you're like, wait a minute, this is a part of my
thing. Hold on, I'm setting
my
up
my thing.
I'm setting up my gavel. You know? I'm setting up all the things and moving the monitors to, you
they
know,
were just,
wiping down everything.
They were just too far in their reporting. There's some things that they just shouldn't, they don't need to know mm-hmm. about what happens in the process of doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need
mm-hmm.
to know everything,
yep.
you know?
So.
Now they out here rolling the reel back. Okay, we got this. That's why y'all got put out in the first place, because they did get put out.
Mm-hmm.
They did
mm-hmm.
get put out, mm-hmm. and they talked about it on MSNBC, how they had got put out. But it was just a little clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little blip in there in the footage. It was like the last 10, 15 minutes mm-hmm. that I saw mm-hmm. on replay,
yeah.
on demand. And I was like, ah.
Can we talk about the girl that
she
pled guilty and she avoids jail time?
Yeah.
But we got, so we got to pay all of these firefighters and workers from
sure do.
The city and the county
yes.
for all of the manpower hours that were spent on dealing with this blaze
uh-huh.
for days.
Yeah.
And then not to mention that it's in the process of demolition now.
Yes. Yeah.
So, like,
and the church,
that's calling out. Yeah.
Church losing out on their.
Right.
They losing out on their funded.
And so.
They asked for 12. How much the church asked for? Oh, wait a minute. Should we do the update first? The other part of it? Okay.
Yeah,
get people up to speed.
Yeah. So.
Listen. We got a problem with this one.
We do.
We got a big problem with this.
We do. We do. And we want to talk about keeping our eye on it. Situation, we do have a clip,
but
where the Milwaukee
I understand
warehouse fire woman pleads guilty and avoids jail time. Okay, all right, we'll do it after break.
Oh, yeah,
so we'll handle the business.
Oh, we're looking at me like, don't say nothing. Listen,
we gonna take care of these bills.
Okay,
you know,
I'm just saying,
we gonna take care of these bills. Yeah. See, I have my gavel for a reason, and I appreciate it. Let's see. Monty Badger on our YouTube page says, I'd be surprised if there were no mistakes. Like, anything there are a lot of moving pieces. Yeah, it said they'd be surprised. Like, you know, it's so much going on.
Yeah.
Like, there's bound to be something, because nothing is perfect.
Exactly.
Nothing is perfect. But they work.
I mean,
diligently to correct it.
So, some of these other counties and stuff that were out here,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were mistakes. They just didn't have cameras in there watching them.
Right, right, absolutely.
You know?
Will D9 said, good morning. Yeah, how did they allow that news guy in there? He looked like he was searching.
They're
always searching. They're looking for a story, and they happen to get one.
Let me tell you something. That dude, AJ Byport,
uh-huh.
he used to work at Fox 6.
Right.
Yeah. You remember him?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he was a diligent reporter back then.
Investigative reporter.
Yeah, he was like, ooh.
He was the investigative reporter.
Yes, yes.
So we got to get ready to take care of
some. Can't hate the player, hate the game.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. When we come back, we'll give the update on the Milwaukee warehouse fire.
He should have been investigating this one. AJ, get on this one. We'll talk about it.
All right. Also, don't forget, it's What the Business Is Friday morning, every Friday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, powered by We Energies, delivering energy and power to local businesses. So we got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial.
Truth in the Morning will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Are your finances low? Your mindset off track, right? Or are you ready to get into real estate? Well, tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 1017 The Truth. It's about mindset, money, and real estate. Yes, helping you take the next step toward building a better future. Go on, check out Coach Erica. Might get you some money involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Again, don't forget, coming up at 8 a.m., looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, then make sure you're tuned in at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time for What the Business Is.
Yes.
Which is powered by We Energy. So each week, you get to hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. So if you got an event coming up, you know, there's a lot of book bag giveaways and things going on, a lot of different community events.
Yeah.
You know, I heard David Sinclair from 414 Life on Tap In with Jazz Tyler talking about the event they have coming up on Saturday. So there's a lot of different things.
Yeah.
We need to be able to let our community know.
Yeah.
So that's your opportunity to call in at 8 a.m. at 833-212-1017. Again, Truth in the Morning with the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And this segment, that segment will be sponsored by and powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Yes.
So y'all be prepared for that. Time is moving.
Yeah.
Now, we were going to go to a clip and give the update of the Milwaukee warehouse fire and the woman that was charged, and she pled guilty and she avoided jail time. I'm kind of really upset about this, but
they made her stop smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, let's hear the clip.
Vapes, she couldn't smoke vapes.
Yeah,
no cigarettes.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll play the clip. Producer Xavier will play it.
A woman avoids jail time in connection to a massive five-alarm fire in an abandoned Northside building earlier this year.
It happened in May near 32nd and Hampton. Bill Mistin just got out of court and joins us to break down what happened in this case. Bill?
Yeah, hey there, guys. 23-year-old Ellen Stevens pleaded guilty today to misdemeanor negligent handling of burning materials. Now, that charge was related to this fire at 32nd and Hampton in May. Stevens and three friends were trespassing in the former Greenbaum Tannery Complex, which is now owned by a subsidiary of the nearby Holy Redeemer Church. The building's been vacant and under a raise order by the city for more than a year. Now, Stevens said she flicked a cigarette butt into a hole through the roof. And as the group was leaving, they found a small fire and thought that they had stamped it out. But about a half hour later, after they left the building, 911 calls started rolling in. Now, police developed Stevens as a suspect after a person contacted police about Snapchat photos shared by Stevens showing her in the building with a caption stating, quote, "I may or may not have lit the abandoned building on fire today on accident." Stevens has no criminal record and took accountability for her actions.
I want to say how sorry I am to Holy Redeemer, the firefighters, the surrounding community, just anybody that might have been touched by this accident.
Lucky for you that you were able to leave and not be caught up in the fire that subsequently followed.
Now, that fire took several days to put out. At sentencing, a judge ordered Stevens take a cognitive thinking class, a fire safety class, and ordered her to not possess any burning materials outside of her home and work. The judge also ordered her to pay $6,000 in restitution. In Milwaukee, Bill Mistin, Fox 6 News.
All right, Bill, thanks for that update.
So again, that story was from
Fox
6.
She didn't even get $10,000.
Yeah, six. Mm. And, yeah.
Lucky for her, she was able to walk away from the building.
No, it's lucky for her that she's white, and that was her punishment.
Yeah, definitely Caucasian.
You can get a jaywalking ticket and be threatened with jail time.
Okay.
She burned down a whole damn building.
A whole building.
Oh, did I do that? She knew. She went live to talk about it.
You know.
And we couldn't get nothing but probation and a $6,000 fine.
Mm. Her daddy gonna pay that off for her a couple weeks.
The five alarm fire burnt for hours.
Yeah.
And hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had to go black.
Yeah. This,
you know what I mean? Like, they never got to leave the scene.
No. We got to pay all of them.
Yeah.
And the church got how much? Oh, they was asking for $1 million, right? What was it? You know the exact.
Nah.
I bet she ain't never heard of Holy Redeemer in her life till that day.
Right, right. I'm just saying.
She ain't never heard of Holy Redeemer before that point. They own what?
Mm.
Oh, the building that I was in smoking some cigarettes.
The city records.
Now notice they said. She could not have any flammable material outside of her home.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So that means she can still smoke. They didn't stop her from smoking.
Yeah. And so
she can smoke at her house.
Right. So just remember, okay, the complex, long owned by a subsidiary of Holy Redeemer Church, was a total loss. The city records show the property was most recently assessed at a value of $975,000.
Okay.
And the church had requested the court impose $12 million in restitution.
Okay.
So they didn't get it.
Okay.
And just remember, the building wasn't insured.
Right.
And has been vacant for more than a decade.
Wow.
Despite past attempts to redevelop the property at the time of the fire, it was under a raise order by the city for more than a year.
Wow. Okay.
So total loss for Holy Redeemer.
You know what? Yeah. Valerie got some money over her.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
I just can't. Come on, y'all. All these Burger Kings
listen,
around here.
Bailey! 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 What are we doing?
She do need to pay more than $6,000 now, because I know that $6,000 ain't even going to cover the firefighters.
Right,
come on now.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
And so then the church don't get nothing?
Bailey. Right.
Come on.
That's where I'm going, Bailey, because you get ready to go in a whole nother place. And let me say, because Al MKE is on the line, we're going to take his call.
Sure
we're going to end up hearing about... You know,
don't be doing you know that
she's,
part. Don't do that part. I know she's.
I'm just saying.
I know.
So we hoping
nice.
That. Yeah. Well, hell, you started it.
What?
Baby.
No.
Yes,
come
you
on.
Did.
These are just jokes. Come on now.
833-212-1017 is our call in line. Okay. Al MKE.
No.
Great morning.
We need to wait until after the break to take Al.
No, he's there now.
Al, don't you say now. Well, I can't tell him.
Great morning, Al MKE. We love you. We appreciate you. What's your truth?
My truth is I was going to ask you and Bailey, can we go to hell this morning?
No. Listen. Let me just explain this. I let people know on blowradio.com all the time. I got a express pass. I got a two-way. So when I want to be lit, I can go downstairs. when I want to be, you know what I'm saying, peaceful and calm and serene, I can go upstairs.
That's what we're doing today.
So
you
we have
upstairs. To be there, too.
We upstairs.
You have to be there, too.
We upstairs.
We had enough drama yesterday. Homer and cutting up yesterday.
Well, that's fine. Well, I go beneath hell.
Oh! Go ahead, Al.
I said after the break, this is you. Right. Go ahead, Al.
Right.
Now they said that the church takes losses for the building, right? Well, could they do an appeal and just ask the judge just to convict her like she's black?
Hmm.
And then they'll get $24 million. He's probably looking at her like it's one of his little kids when he's let her walk around the house in her little panties on. So just say, just convict her like she's black. I bet you that church will get $50 million.
Yeah.
He's probably looking at her with lust. He's looking at those little white eyes.
The judge was a female. Hispanic female.
We got dykes too in jail.
Yeah, hold on. The views and opinions expressed on this who does not reflect Milwaukee black media. Yeah.
The judge was not white. She was Hispanic or something.
Even if she's Hispanic, you know Hispanics try to stand with the whites anyway. So tell the Hispanic judge her if her name was Laquita Shanguangua. I get you that. I bet you she'll be evicted with 10 felonies and she'll have to pay the restitution of $100 million. Because, everybody who's not black want to be white. So tell her, do white people justice and convict this white girl like she's black.
Mm.
All right.
All right.
Okay, Al.
Have a good day.
Have a great day,
all
too.
All right.
All right. We got through it, Bailey.
You started it. No.
You did.
I did not.
You did.
These are just jokes. They're jokes.
You know what?
We laugh a little here.
Stop.
We laugh sometimes.
Because what you're not going to do, what we not going to do is try to pass that off like that. We ain't doing that. We are not doing that.
Yes, we are. I mean, come on now. Let's be real. That's what it is here.
Aaron himself said that wasn't a slap on the wrist. That was a rub on the wrist.
Yeah, exactly. That was a straight rub.
Will D9 said, wow, she got a deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine, me and Bailey was talking about AJ Byford. Yeah, he waxed that guy.
We were talking about that earlier. AJ Byford, when he was on Fox, that was the story. He became the story.
Unfortunately, that baseball game fight sent him to jail.
Yeah, you know, once you're the story, at a television station or a radio station, you know, in the media, once you're a story, you become the story, and that pretty much means that you, unless it's something really great,
yeah.
You've probably finished, you know.
Yeah, that part. We got to get ready to take care of some bills now because Bailey will try to steal something else in.
Nope.
So, you know, we can't do that.
Nope.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of these bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Join Cousins Club Rewards today and grab your first sub, and your next one could be free. After your first qualifying purchase, you'll earn a free sub and start collecting points for free food, exclusive deals, and even Cousins gear. Sign up today. It's fast and easier than ever on the Cousins Subs app. Earn points online, on the app, or in store. However you enjoy Cousins Subs, your rewards are right at your fingertips. Cousins Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub from Cousins. I enjoy club subs. I enjoy the strawberry shake. I may need one because I got to work this afternoon down for a book bag giveaway in the Harambe area with North God neighborhood. You'll hear about that next hour. But, yeah. So I may need all of the things. I may need all of the things.
Mm.
So welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. Again, Bailey, you know, we were able to contain her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. You do.
Uh-uh.
Now, you know you sounded like the little kid right there. Huh? Except you didn't say, nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, now you did. So, State Fair has been relatively quiet, and that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good thing.
But
I had heard the other day that there was going to be
a takeover.
I had heard that. Mm. Luckily, the information was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, because who needs that, right?
Mm-hmm. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
Yeah. Don't nobody need all that.
So there are some safety concerns outside of the Wisconsin State Fair after two people were hit crossing the street.
Okay.
So the story reads from that. On Wednesday night, August 12th, two people were hit by a car while trying to cross the street near 84th Street and Kearney Street near the Wisconsin State Fair grounds. The 64-year-old and 28-year-old were sent to the hospital with serious injuries.
Wow.
Samantha Owens lives near 84th and says walking to and from the fair is getting dangerous and has been for years. This is a family event. It should be safe for you to cross the street, Owens said. With the traffic now, it's a lot busier here, so people are not stopping when pedestrians are trying to cross.
Mm-hmm.
Owens and her daughter go to the fair every day and sometimes use the crosswalk near 84th Street and Adler Street to get there.
Uh-huh.
These 11 days are supposed to be fun for people, and yet you stand here and you can't even cross the street, Owen said. Somebody needs to do something, whether it's the flashing sign here or a speed hump.
Mm.
Owens has been in touch with Alderwoman Charlene Moore, who connected her with the Department of Public Works, who connected her with the state, who connected her Black with Moore. I'll give you my paper trail of me trying to contact to get something done in this area to get people to slow down, Owens said. Moore tells CBS 58 that she has been in touch with Owens, sending her traffic calming resources. We want this resident and all residents to know that we hear them. We're here to support them, and we are always doing what we can to help with what resources are available to us, Alderwoman Moore said.
Mm.
Daniel Aubrey was at the fair on Thursday trying to cross the street near the crosswalk and had to carefully avoid traffic, being more on the cautious side, I would say, because cars don't stop, even if you're waiting in a crosswalk pregnant, Aubrey said. It definitely is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Well, we should all remember
mm-hmm.
that in designated crossing areas,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the pedestrians have the right of way here in the state of Wisconsin.
That's right.
So, you know, but remember,
mm-hmm.
marked or unmarked crosswalks and uncontrolled intersections, it is always the right of the pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. People don't, you know, like where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
it don't matter. The pedestrian always has the right of way.
That part.
Here, they got gray lines, you know, blurred lines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, absolutely. You know, you should just always watch where you're walking and protect yourself as much as you can.
Yeah, you're out there. That's really, that's about the size of it.
And be alert because when you're going to an event like State Fair, unfortunately, people are just like all over the place,
mm-hmm.
especially when driving. You know, just having been out there,
mm-hmm.
and I know, Homer, you know, we're in the radio business. Our stations that we've been at in the past
mm-hmm.
broadcast live from all these different places
That's right. Everything.
And when you're out at events like that,
mm-hmm.
like State Fair and stuff, People drive any kind of way.
They do.
They bring out the worst in themselves when it comes to driving.
They do.
So you have to be careful when you're crossing and walking, even when you're actually on the grounds.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
When you actually on the grounds, you would be amazed. Maybe, no, these days you wouldn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you can't. Yeah, but you have to, you can't be amazed.
Yeah, you got to, you know. So you just always have to look a million times before you get out here and start.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's safer just to stay in your car.
Right.
And try and be as close to your car as you can when you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're handicapped, use the handicap stuff.
Yeah, you go. VIP you know? Pass. I
yeah,
call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get in there and you get as close as you can to everything.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, but like what they were saying, neighbors in that area, you can do all the things. This person said, even if the woman is pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, they give zero, you know, the words that I cannot say.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, yeah, like, they don't care.
They don't care.
It's so many that don't care. And trust and believe, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
the ones that they are speaking of, it's not black drivers.
Uh-huh.
It ain't even the ones that we have to worry about right. in our inner city.
Uh-huh.
They look like them.
Yeah.
And they give zero. Everything is a hurry to them.
Yeah.
They hurry to try to get this spot. They hurry to try to get there. They hurry to try to get there.
Yeah.
And until you do something like that and you get stopped and that extra time that you thought that you didn't have, oh, yeah. you're going to make time now.
Now you are. Yeah.
You're going to have to make time. So that's why I tell people, you got to think like that. That's just like trying to make a red light. It's turning yellow and you're still trying to rush through it.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it worth it if somebody else sideswipes you or T-bones you
yeah.
while you're trying to go through that light because they anticipating the light about to be green.
Yeah.
Let me go on and step on the gas.
Yeah.
And now here you are, the rest of your life could be messed up for the rest of your
yep.
life because you wanted to try to go ahead and make this yellow light. No.
Yeah.
It's caution for a reason. It's slow down. It's a difference if you – I wish people had to go back and relearn the manual
yeah.
because people be opening their door in the midst of traffic, like on the driver's side,
yeah.
and standing there and opening it and looking like you the wrong person if you happen to tear their damn door off. You're not – no. You have to yield way to the traffic that is coming. Don't just mm-hmm. open your door up and then look at the person driving past you like, are you almost hit my door?
Right.
Because you was in the wrong.
Yeah.
It's so many common traffic things that we had to learn
right.
in order to get our license that these people, they ain't got to do half that stuff.
Yeah, they be looking at you all crazy.
Yeah, like you the problem.
I'm like, dude, I was staying in my lane, minding my business.
That's it.
You know?
We got to get ready to take care of these bills so we can get ready for what the business is.
Yep.
So right now, start calling right now, 833-212-1017. You're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community. And make sure you're ready for what the business is every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time with the legendary Home of Blowing Your Girl.
Bailey Coleman.
For what the business is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. And if you have a positive event or event coming up, make sure you call in. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss it. Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, we get ready for what the business is when we return. It's powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.